Well, I interned for Northern Telecom. They were in the Research Triangle Park there, and I worked on Windows NT4 and did some Windows development there, and I just loved it, and I just was using Windows stuff all the time. I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go intern at Microsoft next summer. And people were like, whatever, because Microsoft didn't recruit at the school and didn't really have a presence there. But I don't know. I put my resume in and must have come in at the right time, and I got an interview. And I remember coming out here to interview, and I think I had the longest interview chain I've ever seen. I must have talked to like 10 people. And I think, here's my theory, I actually don't know. And I was interviewing for an internship position. I think that people said, you know what, he's pretty good, but he's not really great for my group. I think he'd be good for Jane's group or Bob's group. And they kept kind of sending me to group. I mean, literally, it was like 8 p.m. when I got out. I like called the recruiting shuttle and nobody was there because I was just going through all these interviews. But I eventually did get find somebody that would hire me. And it was great. I had a great time that summer and I was hooked. I mean, frankly, when I came out to interview, and the kinds of questions people were asking me, I mean, I actually had to code in the interviews, and people asked me kind of neat brain teasers. I mean, I was kind of stoked to go to the next interview and find out what this really smart person was gonna ask me to do. So that really hooked me, and it kind of, after I came back from those interviews, I said, you know, I'm gonna work at Microsoft. That's really what I want to do.
So the challenge of the environment,
yeah,
the passion of the people that
just the huge brains of the people that were there, the smart people that I had a chance to work with.
And so you came right into Microsoft to work on the CLR.
I was actually a release PM was my first job, and frankly, I recommend that PMs right out of college come in and be a release PM. And I was release PM for the Java VM, and what that person's job is to be sure all the details for shipping the product are right. And I can remember we were shipping IE4.0 at the time, and it was just a death march to ship IE4. I mean, we were still, even with IE4, we were still kind of competing hard with Netscape. We were kind of locking down IE4, and when you're in the lockdown phase of the product, you have to go in and get bugs approved. So I remember I had to go into meetings with Chris Jones, was running the show at the time, and I had to go in and argue with Chris Jones that he should take these fixes to the Java VM. And I can remember walking over there with the devs and prepping them on the kinds of answers that I've seen work in the past and things like that. It was just a great way to start at the company.
Excellent.